Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
It's the final hour of the Fan Morning Show. Jack Hillgrove filling in for the guys. Joe Starkey holding his post down, but for half of the normal time. Joe will take you up until noon. And then from there, it's the Westwood One extravaganza of a kick-ass NFL Thanksgiving tripleheader. The Steelers play a big one on Sunday against the Buffalo Bills. Nobody circles the wagons like them Buffalo Bills, and more importantly, nobody runs the football like the Buffalo Bills. They have the top rushing offense in the NFL this season. James Cook is a beast, and with no Derek Harmon and the inconsistency that lies beneath the Steelers defense and Steelers team for that matter, I'm concerned. And because I'm concerned, I think they might lose. I'm not going to officially predict that. We save our predictions for the end of the show. Excuse me. But I'm very wary that the Steelers will win. Because of that, they might end up 6-6. If they end up 6-6, they've got to go 3-2 to get to 9-8. And they've got to win three games, two of them against the Ravens, Browns, Dolphins, and the Detroit Lions on the road. Mike Tomlin in the last 5 years, in the final five games of the season, is 12-13. That's not good. I say all that to ask you this at 412-928-9370. Is this finally the year? Is this finally the year the Steelers finish below 500? Is this finally the year that Mike Tomlin has his first losing season? I don't think I'm going to predict it yet. I might be closer to predicting it depending on what happens Sunday. Actually, I definitely will be closer to predicting it after what happens Sunday, after I watch what happens Sunday. But I can't do it yet because I quite literally have never seen it. But that's the question of 412-928-9370. Do you think that this is finally the year the Steelers finish 8-9 or worse? I'm anxious to hear your thoughts. As far as Sunday is concerned, and as far as the rest of the season is concerned for the Black and Gold, I have a couple of wonderings. Not so much questions, but wonderings. I don't even think that's a word, but that's what I'm going to describe this as. I wonder why Asante Samuel Jr. isn't on the active roster yet. And I wonder why Marquez Valdes-Scantling isn't on the active roster yet. One of the things that I have actually found pretty darn cool as far as, you know, Caboli is concerned with his new role at the Pat McAfee show is he just tweets his articles and tweets his columns and things of that nature, because when you've got the blue check mark, you don't have a limit. So I read them every time he puts them out. I think it's great for eyes. Look at me blowing smoke for Kaboom. Anywho. Caboli had a piece that came out this morning headlined Refusal to use Pat Freiermuth can be classified as nothing more than blatant negligence. And I agree with that. And I say that to say this. You know, if they're not choosing to use and really utilize Pat Freiermuth as the second receiving option in this offense, MVS is not going to fit. The main reason why I wonder why that guy is not on the active roster yet is because he's capable. He's familiar with Aaron Rodgers. And the Steelers just have needs at that position. Like, nobody can get open. I don't wonder as much, mainly because of the headline of Kaboom's article today, refusal to use Pat Freiermuth can be classified as nothing more than blatant negligence. If they're neglecting to use Pat Freiermuth in the offense, promoting MVS would very much mean that he would get lost in the shuffle. Kind of in the same way that Mike Williams did a year ago, even though he caught that game-winning touchdown against the Commanders. So I still question whether or not, or whether why MVS isn't on the active roster yet. But I question it more as far as Asante Samuel is concerned. The only reason to me is conditioning. I don't think it's familiarity with the Steelers and what and the Steelers being comfortable with him. Kyle Duggar was thrown right into the fire, and to an extent, Jabril Peppers was too. Like, that's happened before. Asante Samuel is a fantastic player when healthy. And the Steelers have a blatant need at cornerback. They've resorted to James Pierre being a key cog at that position. Now, granted, James Pierre's had a career year. That PBU on Jamar Chase a couple of weeks ago was textbook. And I love the fact that he is playing his ass off for the Steelers this year, but at the end of the day, it's James Pierre. Brandon Echols has been up and down and has left a lot to be desired. Darius Slay, I don't mean to dunk on my take on Darius Slay heading into the year, but I will, and I don't really think it's that smart of a take by yours truly. Like, going into the year, I was more than skeptical about how good Darius Slay could be in the Steelers' defense. Not because of his play, you know, from a totality standpoint, it's his age. You look at Patrick Peterson, and you'd think the Steelers would have learned based off of Patrick Peterson's experience in a Steelers uniform. But that's a Hall of Fame cornerback. Darrell Revis is a Hall of Fame cornerback. Richard Sherman is a Hall of Fame cornerback. You go up and down some of the all-time great cornerbacks, and really the only exception to the rule, if they didn't move to safety, like Rod and Charles Woodson, and it's looking like Jalen Ramsey now, the only exception is Champ Bailey. Champ Bailey was the unicorn in the fact that he was able to play the cornerback position well and Pro Bowl worthy late into his 30s. All of the other great ones were either buried on other teams' depth charts or out of the league by the time they have hit the age that Darius Slay has hit, mid-30s. And just last year, no, I'm sorry, 2 years ago, they had a similar corner. For my money, if you were to stack up all time who had the better career, Darius Slay or Patrick Peterson, it's Pat Pete. Pat Pete's a Hall of Fame corner. And sucked as a Steeler, mainly because of him just not being able to do it anymore. And you would have thought that Mike Tomlin and Omar Khan said, huh, it didn't work out well with Pat Pete at this age. Let's give Darius Slay $10 million this year. So yeah, no, it's no surprise that it's not working with Darius Slay. And because of that, and the fact that Joey Porter Jr. has been on the shelf, missed a couple of games this year, might miss Sunday against the Bills, limited in practice, why are we not elevating Asante Samuel Jr. to the practice squad, or from the practice squad? This argument in my soapbox point here might be null and void come Friday if they do elevate him, and I wouldn't be surprised, but it should have happened already. Like, and the other thing too, like, why does Ezi Odemwayo need a 53-man roster spot over Asante Samuel? Why does Sebastian Castro need a 53-man roster spot right now over Asante Samuel? And I hate to say it because I thought he could have added some immediate depth. It's just that Kyle Duggar has held it down a little bit more. Jabril Preppers has slipped through the cracks at that position. That might be more so because Killebrew's hurt special teams and they need depth at the safety position. Deshaun Elliott out as well. But, like, what are we doing with Azeze Odomwayo on the 53-man roster or Sebastian Castro? To me, those are spots where Asante Samuel Jr. can fit in and potentially contribute. Again, soapbox might be null and void, and maybe even more so this week because the Bills are the one team, it seems like, in the National Football League that have a worse or as bad wide receiver situation as the Steelers. Their first round pick from a couple of years ago in Keon Coleman's been a healthy scratch, what, the last 2 weeks? By the way, if all signs are pointing towards a breakup in Buffalo between Keon Coleman and the Bills, that'll be a name to look out for a wide receiver band-aid for the Steelers. Anywho, I would like to see Asante Samuel Jr. on the 53-man roster for Sunday. MVS would be nice as well, but at the end of the day, like, there aren't enough footballs to go around, and if Pat Freiermuth is being omitted from the offense and Mike Williams was lost in the shuffle in the back half of the season last year, Marquez Valdez-Scantling will absolutely be lost in the shuffle. I guess my frustration with him not being elevated to the 53-man roster, and believe me, there's less of it than with Asante Samuel, that frustration stems more from it was right around the trade deadline, and that was like the Steelers' only move. And it's like, okay, if you're going to be completely dormant pretty much at the deadline and your only move is going to be this guy, at least get him in there with Aaron Rodgers and see if he can, you know, rekindle some of that relationship. And it hasn't happened. 412-928-9370. I want to hear from you. Predictions for Sunday. What's on the plate today? And is this finally the year that the Steelers go 8-9? 412-928-9370. It's the number of the Fan Hotline, which is presented by Sullivan Super Service. That's Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. 9:15, time to make the smart call. Buell Insurance, 724-443-5610. Dom so much has doubled down on his Tony Romo take that he would be a great replacement coach for the Steelers, which is whatever. So against some better judgment, I'm going to let Dom open up the mic here, and I'll ask you, is this finally the year they go 8-9? Do you think it is?
I'm still going to say no. I'm still going to say they get over 500, and I still think they make the playoffs. That was before all this weird crap has now happened with Aaron Rodgers and the injury. I thought 2 or 3 days ago he was a lock to play on Sunday, and if he was going to play, I was going to pick them to beat Buffalo. If it's Mason again, I do not see how they beat the Bills. And then going down the stretch of the games they have, if you have either Mason, who might have to play even more games, or a maybe injured Aaron Rodgers, then I would be concerned. Right now, I'm going to say they still win 9-plus games, but the quarterback issue right now could change everything.
And I said this in my opening segment this morning. This is a game that Mike Tomlin wins. He won it already once this year. It's pretty much the exact same scenario. The Steelers' defense sucked against the Packers to fall to... They lost and they fell to 4-3, one game above 500. Last week, the Steelers' defense sucked against another AFC or NFC North opponent. They fell to one game above 500. Instead, this time 6-5. And they've got another AFC contender coming in this week. This is the game that Mike Tomlin pulls out of his rear end. And certainly don't get me wrong here. I hope that they do because I'm a fan and I love the Steelers. But part of me will be irritated if they do because it's just furthermore down the road of we don't know what the hell this team is. Because I still truthfully don't know what the hell this team is. They bother me. They concern me. And when you've got film experts and former players like Brian Baldinger and former players like Trey Essex and James Harrison who have won Super Bowls with this team blowing up and questioning why the hell the Steelers run things the way they run things from a schematic standpoint, I get concerned. And again, it doesn't take a football guru or junkie to watch the all 22 of like DJ Moore's second touchdown last Sunday for the Bears. In the middle of the field is wide ass open. And you wonder where the hell the guy who's supposed to cover DJ Moore is. And then you look at Monagai's one touchdown and there's two down linemen on the goal line. What is that? Again, you don't have to be a football expert to look at that and say, I don't think they should be doing that. Nickel defense on the goal line against the second best rush offense in the league. It's mind-blowing to me. But the scheme could change. The players could wake the hell up, and then they could beat the Bills on Sunday, which they did against the Colts a couple of weeks ago when everybody thought they were dead in the water. I don't have faith the Steelers will win on Sunday, but I wouldn't be surprised if they do. I have seen people, one of the people in this YouTube chat that I am following, and I appreciate the conversation and engagement, somebody said that the Steelers are going to run the table. No, I'm sorry, 11-6, which would be a 6-1 finish. There is nothing about this team that would lead me to believe that that would be even be a remote possibility. The inconsistency in the back and forth of Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde adds up to right around 500. Maybe one game below, maybe one game above. 10-7 max. I don't understand how you watch this team play defense, listen to the players like Patrick Queen question the play calls and schemes defensively, listen to former players scream their heads off about the Steelers' coaches not being good enough and the scheme not being good enough, and watching the offense with a very average backup quarterback try to throw to a
Black Friday. More like Black Friday, yay. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Bunch of guys who cannot get open. None of that adds up for me. This team will finish at 9-8 at best. And that's why I feel that it's appropriate to raise the question whether or not this is the year that they finally go below the Mendoza line. What do you think? 412-928-9370. The Fan Morning Show brought to you by Guardian Protection. That's your hometown home and business security company. Coming up next, 93.7 The Fan and Odyssey Pittsburgh Sports Director Jeff Hathorn joining us on the holiday. We'll get his thoughts on Steelers-Bills, sights and sounds that he's experienced from the Southside facility, and maybe even look ahead to some Pitt this weekend, the basketball team facing Jeff's alma mater on Friday night. Jeff was on the call for that buzzer beater in Columbus last year. They don't have Zach Austin anymore, and Ohio State averages like 100 points a game. Anywho, Jeff Hathorn, coming up next, and we're with you till 10 o'clock. It's the Fan Morning Show. I'm Jack Hillgrove, in for the guys on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. Oh, we're with you for about another half hour, give or take. I don't know that Joe will be particularly upset if he goes on a couple of minutes late on the holiday, but who knows? I don't want to ruffle those feathers. Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. You can visit them at southhillskia.net. Right now, joining us on the Fan Hotline, 93.7 The Fan and Odyssey Pittsburgh Sports Director Jeff Hathorn, who's ready to roll. Jeff, appreciate you keeping up with me on a Thanksgiving as I fill in for the guys. Happy Thanksgiving to you. What is the Hathorn timeline of the holiday today? What's the what's on the itinerary?
That's a good question. First off, I would say you could probably go until 11:58 and Joe would be cool with that.
Yeah, probably.
Secondly, after we get done here, and I want to thank you. I'm very thankful for you, Jack, for many reasons, but mostly because a couple of days ago, my daughter said, "Hey, I'm running in the turkey trot. Would you like to go?" And I said, "I would love to, but I've got to join Jack."
Now you're making me feel bad. Trot.
So I really appreciate that because I was not looking forward to running in 30 degree weather.
Yeah.
So I appreciate that. Steelers practice today. It's a little bit earlier, which is nice for all of us. And then I'll come home and I'm on cleanup duty. So not just with the plate, but then afterwards, everybody's plate.
Are you going to see Aaron Rodgers?
Oh, and then I'm hosting tomorrow.
Oh,
with Colony.
Yes. Yes, you are. That'll be, you guys are on the morning show, correct?
Yes.
That'll be fun. Are you going to see Aaron Rodgers out there today, you think?
I think so. He seemed to say that he's going to do a little bit more than he did last week. And last week on Thursday, he was very much limited. And then Friday, he did a lot. And then obviously, it didn't, manifest itself into him playing on Sunday. But I think we will see him out there today. And I'm curious to see how much and in what role. And then we'll tell you what we're able to tell you.
I didn't get the vibe. And I heard his chat with you guys yesterday for the first time this morning on the air. And I didn't feel good about him playing Sunday before I heard that. And I didn't feel good about it based off of the way he answered some of those questions. Is that him just being him and playing it all down? Or did you get the sense that there is legitimate, skepticism in his mind and maybe Mike Tomlin's mind that he'll be ready to go for Sunday?
I think there's some skepticism based on last week because it's kind of unclear. And you notice that he didn't answer the question about, whether he was optimistic, whether he thought he was going to play. You had, seriously, in that room Friday, last Friday, you had the feeling like he was playing.
Mm-hmm.
And then it changed. So the way I look at it is, all right, I'm going to be a little bit more pessimistic or guarded with my optimism for this because he admitted he's wearing a cast. You got a cast on your hand.
Yep.
You're still getting fitted for a cast, not a brace, not any other apparatus, not a wrap, a cast. So I think just that word itself brings some hesitation to me and whether or not he can play with a cast on his hand. So, you know, we'll see what he's able to do in the next couple of days. And I mean, I think another thing you probably take away from that is he knows the seriousness of this stretch they're in. Mm-hmm. And he even tried to encourage his teammates like, hey, let's lock in here, boys. Let's get to work.
Yeah. Was he calling out teammates at the end of that saying, because that was a thought that crossed my mind. Like, you know, this is the time that we need to buckle down and that's up to the players. Is that him maybe singling, you know, a group or several guys out, or is that him just maybe generally trying to light the fire?
Both. And he didn't do it by name. He didn't do it by position. Didn't do it by side of the ball. It was just a very general, like, hey, we like to have some fun around here, but right now we need to lock in. And the details, and what has this team been missing? What do you hear from every player and coach? Details. Mm-hmm. It's detail here. It's a detail here. You missed one detail and a play blows up. Well, if you, as Aaron said, you win by Monday through Saturday preparation, then that needs to improve. And I think there have been some weeks that it's been really good, and then there's some that's maybe not. I'm not going to say it's directly correlates to what you see on the field on Sunday, but I think in this scenario, if you're not on the details with Josh Allen, they could put 40 up on you real quick.
It's Jeff Hathorn, 93.7 The Fan Sports Director, with us on the Fan Hotline. One of the other ways they can do it, and they've done it this year time and time again, is running the football. No Derek Harmon on Sunday. Mike Tomlin ruled him out at his Tuesday presser with a knee. He's not up front. The Steelers have showed, unfortunately, this season that they struggle against the run, and struggling against the run would not bode well against the Buffalo Bills. What should the concern level be with Harmon out and with the fact that the Bills have the best rush offense in football? Jeff, what do you think the concern should be that they could come in here on Sunday and run it all over the Steelers defense?
High level of concern. I think they're going to have to run blitz a lot in this game. Now, when you do that, you're leaving yourself open, but I think they're going to have to. I mean, I don't know how many snaps Wyatt Black can play. This is a monster opportunity for him to show that I'm ready for the NFL and I can take a ton of snaps in a game, because they're going to need him to. I mean, Benton's played well, but his thing isn't really as a run stuffer. Black's the closest thing they have to that on that defensive line. You know, so I think you're going to see linebackers crashing. I think you're going to see Malik Harrison getting in there a bunch more snaps than maybe you would normally. All that being said, even if you do that, it's still going to be tough to bring Cook down. And the Steelers are second in the league in missed tackles. So even if you get there, you got to finish it. So, yeah, there's a lot of concerns there, because if it gets into second and third and manageable and Josh Allen has options – That's not a scenario anybody wants to see.
Nope, not quite. The other one that popped up on the injury report, Joey Porter Jr. was limited, I believe, yesterday. What's his outlook look like? And if he can't go, does that open the door for Asante Samuel Jr. to be elevated from the practice squad?
Well, and I'll say this first, and Jack, you know this. I mean, Wednesday practice reports can be tricky. Mm-hmm. If you read too much into a Wednesday practice report, because guys get rest, even if they have injuries, they'll get a Wednesday off, or they'll be cautious on Wednesday. Thursday is really the big day. Not that veterans can't miss a Thursday, but Thursday is really the day to see guys go full, more so than Wednesday. We'll see when Porter, I mean, he was limited. He did some drills. Let's see what happens when he gets in there and he has to move those hips. I mean, it's a hip injury. How key is a hip to a cornerback and being able to swivel and turn and move and push? Like, let's see what he's able to do. So I question whether Joey will be able to play. We'll see. But I do think Samuel is definitely an option now that he's had a couple of weeks and hasn't had to have the Duggar treatment where he's just kind of thrown into the fire.
Jeff Hathorn with us for a couple of more minutes. All right, Jeff, to play the hypothetical game, because the Bills come in at 3.5-point favorites. I don't feel great about the Steelers from an injury standpoint and from an overall, just the way that they match up against the Bills in this game. They could win. I didn't feel great about them going up against the Colts earlier in the year, and they won that game. So this is a game, obviously, that the Steelers can win at home. But for the sake of argument, if the spread holds and the Buffalo Bills being -3.5 is true, Buffalo comes in here and wins the game, the Steelers are 6-6, how likely is it in your mind that they could potentially finish below 500? Because at that point, they would have to go 3-2 in the final five.
I think there's potential for it. But I don't know if you heard, but Mike Tomlin has never had a losing season.
Can you, I might need you to double check that for me, Jeff. I might have to fact check you.
Yeah. So listen, it's the conundrum of the Steelers. How do you win in New England? How do you beat Indy and then lose to Cincinnati with Joe Flacco, a quarterback? And we've seen it. And I think what that speaks to is when you have an average team and they're maybe slightly above average, this is what happens. You see greatness followed by some mind-numbing plays. It's just because you're not good enough to have that consistency. And we haven't seen it. Could we see a run at the end of the year? Maybe. I mean, I'll say this. You give this points per game to a team 5 years ago, I feel a lot better because the defense was better. As much as the offense and all, I mean, that defense, 5 30-point games for what you're spending on this defense, and you still got Buffalo and Baltimore twice, like, and at Detroit, like, this is, that's where, if this season is a losing season, defense, period. Mm-hmm. I don't care if the offense doesn't score the rest of the year. It's on the defense. They weren't good enough.
Jeff Hathorn, 93.7 The Fan Sports Director. Jeff, real quick before we go, the basketball program at Pitt, Ohio State tomorrow. You saw a great one out there last year. And then obviously a big one against Miami on Saturday. The Pitt football-basketball combined record at the end of the weekend will be?
Wow. 2-0 would sound like a real homer.
Yeah. I invite you to sit on the fence and go.
Can I add volleyball in there?
Yeah, you can. That was a big time matchup last night.
Yeah, and I tell you what, quickly, I was there. The atmosphere was awesome.
I mean, it
didn't matter men's, women's. It was an awesome atmosphere.
Yeah.
I think Pitt is 1-1 on the weekend. I think basketball loses to Ohio State, and I think Pitt football finds a way to upset Miami. As tough as that's going to be, It's just a feeling. I know they got trounced by Notre Dame, but I just like overall what Boozy Turner brings to that backfield. Like, they've got more options than they've had. And while Miami has a good defense, a really good defense, I think they've got a balanced enough attack that they could, you know, they could score some points on them.
I like it, Jeff. I appreciate you hopping on for a couple of minutes this morning. Enjoy Steelers practice. Stay warm. Happy Thanksgiving to you and yours, good sir.
Yeah, happy Thanksgiving, Jack, to you and your family.
There he goes. Jeff Hathorn, our sports director at Odyssey Pittsburgh and at 93.7 The Fan. Picking the football Panthers on Saturday. Will I, in typical Hillgrove fashion, pick the football Panthers on Saturday? Will Dom? Find out next. Dom and I are going to pick the Thanksgiving slate. Pitt tomorrow. We could even throw Penn State in there to appease your Nittany Lion fandom, Mr. D. Tomaso. And then, of course, the Steeler game on Sunday. Last opportunity for you to hit us up as well at 412-928-9370. Let's grab a call real quick before we go to the break. Let's go to Neil, who's on the fan. What's up, Neil? Happy Thanksgiving.
Well, happy Thanksgiving to you too, everybody. Happy Thanksgiving to everybody that's on the YouTube chat as well. They keep the day fun, I'll tell you.
There you go.
Here's my take. I agree with you, Jack, about the Steelers the rest of the season. They sucked the light out of me sucked the life out of me on Sunday against the Bears. Just the atrocious play calling, the atrocious play, just the scheming, it's just not there. Plus, you got the Bills coming off of 10 days after a loss to the Texans. They're going to be hungry. Josh, I mean, I would not be surprised they put 50 up on, on the Steelers. I'm looking at 7-10, if that.
Wow.
Possible. It might squeak a victory out against Miami. Let alone Miami could start Quinn Ewers and they could beat him with Quinn Ewers. Who knows? I'm just done. Done with Tomlin, done with the coaching staff. I'm done. I don't know. What say you?
Yeah, no, I'm not going to poke holes in that take, Neil. Enjoy the holiday. Enjoy your family, because it's tiring at times. Not at times. It's tiring, period. The constant limbo and inconsistency and playoff losses year after year suck the life out of you. I do think they'll beat Miami pretty handedly because the Dolphins suck and Mike Tomlin does win a lot of Monday night home games. That is the one that I will definitely give them. Other than that, again, Mike Tomlin in the final five in the last 5 years, 12-13. It ain't good, and it's not good enough, and it's definitely not good enough for the back half or the back stretch of this season. All right, we'll wrap it up next with our predictions. I'm Jack Hillgrove filling in for Doran and Crowley on the Fan Morning Show. 50-minute mark on the Fan is brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Route 19 in Peters Township. Shout out to the Indians, WPIL 5A champions. I have a friend who coaches at Peters Township. Shout out to my guy, Breisinger, and the Indians. It is now time for us to make our predictions. It is now time for us to pick the three Thanksgiving games. Penn State on Saturday, Pitt on Saturday, the Steelers on Sunday. So without further ado, Dom's a great producer but has horrible takes. Because he's a great producer, he'll fire up a music bed and we'll get going here.
All right, give me 1 second here.
Yep, you're welcome. I did not prepare to talk about Penn State and Rutgers, but I will. I have a nice sheet of all the other games ready to roll. We'll start and we'll go in order of kickoff between Green Bay and the Lions of Detroit. So I've got this.
Black Friday? More like Black Friday. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW. Let us surprise you.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium, unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Spreads. Nice. I've got the spreads here, Dom. And that's what we'll go off of, okay?
Sounds good to me.
All right, Packers at Lions. Lions -3. I'll go at first here. I think the Lions win and cover, and this thing goes over 48.5. The Packers did beat the Lions in week one. The Lions only scored 13 points in week one. But I think the Lions were, to an extent, figuring things out offensively. New offensive coordinator, new defensive coordinator, too. They have since figured it out. Detroit's got the fourth best offense in all of football. They're at home today. And I have faith in the home squad to cover -3. And then as far as the over is concerned, four of the last five meetings for between these two teams went over 48.5 points. So give me the over indoors on the cold.
Yeah, I'll take the over too. I also like Detroit to cover. I think they're going to bounce back after the horrible Giants took them to overtime. I love Dan Campbell. I know he can be boom or bust. But I trust Jared Goff. Jahmyr Gibbs has become one of the best weapons in all of football. I think they're going to win today in a home Thanksgiving game that, you know, they should win.
All righty. You will go first for what I think could potentially be the game of the day. Chiefs-Cowboys. Dallas getting 3 at home.
Dallas is favored.
No, getting 3.
Oh, getting 3. Yeah. I'm sorry. Well, I'm going to take Dallas. I'm just going to take Dallas straight up. I think they're going to win this game. I do not trust Kansas City at all, particularly in close games. They are horrible. They should have lost to Indianapolis last week. I think Patrick Mahomes will throw a late-game interception. Dallas has an unbelievable offense, topped by George Pickens, who has been one of the best wide receivers in football. They're going to be great. They came back down 21-0 to Philly. They're going to beat Kansas City this week.
Yeah, we didn't talk about George Pickens at all today. That's on me. That's on the guy that put the show together. And the fact that that guy is just on pace for, like, what, 1,600 yards in his first season outside of a Steelers uniform. But he's banged up. He was banged up at the end of the Eagles game. I think was questionable all week. We'll probably play tonight. But that could hinder him. And while the Cowboys of Dallas have a great offense that George Pickens headlines, they've got the fourth worst defense in the league. And Patrick Mahomes still has a pulse. The Chiefs are what, 6-5 as well? And right now on the outside looking into the playoffs? This is the game that will propel them back into the playoff picture. Mahomes will be able to pick apart this Cowboy defense. And the Chiefs also defend the run well. So, assuming they can take care of the back end if George Pickens is hindered a little bit with an injury, they can keep Javonte Williams in check. I think they can win and cover the 3 points, but not by a lot. I see like a 24-20, 27-21 type deal. I have under 52.5. I think that's a ton of points today. And granted, because it's the Cowboys and they're at home, but on a short week, after an emotional come-from-behind win, 52.5 is a lot of points.
I'd probably take the over, actually. Dallas's defense has been bad this year. Bad. So I think it could be a classic who can outgun the other.
So you have Detroit with me, but you're taking Dallas while I take KC.
Go Cowboys.
All right, we're going to differ on this one because your boy Wonder is back, Joe Burrow. And this is one I will say I'll stay off right off the back. This is also a 52.5 point spread. This is definitely going over because the Bengals defense is awful. I mean, historically awful. And while they have the worst total defense and worst pass defense, the Ravens pass offense hasn't been anything to write home about either. But for Joe Burrow, if there was maybe a segue into playing for the first time since, what, week one? It's facing the 24th best pass defense in Baltimore. With that being said, they're on the road. Not only does their pass defense suck, their run defense suck. I am picking the Ravens to win, but the Bengals to cover 7. 7's a lot in a divisional game, especially in a primetime divisional game. Ravens win, Bengals cover the 7 over 52.5.
You know, I would have had more respect if you just took the Cincinnati Bengals outright. You're taking them to cover. You should have just taken them to win the game. Because you know what's going to happen tonight?
Joe Burrow's going to win, and he's going to win MVP. Ooh.
Listen up, everybody. Joe Burrow is going to walk into Baltimore tonight. He's going to go in after 2 months of not playing football. Ravens have won 5 straight. They're leading the division. Everybody thinks they're going to go on a run. Joe Burrow is going to go into Baltimore tonight, outplay Lamar Jackson, overcome that horrendous defense of his. He's going to beat the Ravens tonight. I'm picking them flat out to win. They're going to win their next 5 games afterwards. He will win MVP, and then they will make a run to the Super Bowl.
They might win tonight. They're not winning 5 in a row. That's outlandish.
Trust me, it's going to happen.
I will not trust you, Mr. Tony Romo, for Steelers head coach. All right, before we get into Pitt-Miami, Rutgers and Penn State on Saturday, a battle of 5-6 overall, a battle of 5-6 overall, battle of 2-6 in the Big Ten against 2-6 in the Big Ten. The winner is bowl eligible, Mr. DiTomaso. Do your Nittany Lions, led by Gateway's own Terry Smith, pick up the win?
Yeah, I think they will. I know Charlie Borges, producer extraordinaire, is a big Rutgers fan, and he's trying to rally the troops and say they're going to win. No, Penn State's going to win. They're heavily favored, as they should be. This season was an absolute, utter disaster. You could argue the most disappointing season in the history of Penn State. They're going to end it on the right foot. They should beat Rutgers. They're just simply a more talented team. I don't think it's particularly close. Rutgers will not make a bowl game. Penn State will get the win and end the season on somewhat of a high note.
I agree with you. Unfortunately, I'm going to pick Penn State to win over Rutgers, but 13.5 points is a lot, and Rutgers' offense averages around 400 yards a game. So I think they'll be able to keep in it as far as the offense is concerned. Defensively, Rutgers does have the worst defense in the Big 12, but Big 10. But that game's at home. 13.5 is a lot. I think Penn State wins by 10.
Yeah, I would agree.
Miami and Pitt, I'll let you go first here. Again, -6.5 for the Canes.
Yeah, I'm curious where you stand. I think I know where you stand, and I want to get to what you think. What I'll say is I am genuinely very surprised how many people are picking Pitt to upset Miami. This is a Miami team that beat Notre Dame, that beat number 18 South Florida at the time by a million points. They beat Florida. They beat Florida State. They've won 3 straight. I know Carson Beck, people are up and down on him, and Mario Cristobal, I don't trust, particularly in big games. But in Pitt's biggest game of the season, they laid an egg against Notre Dame, and I think Georgia Tech is simply overrated. So I think Miami is going to win. Hate to rain on the parade, but I'm going to take the Hurricanes to win, and I think they're actually going to blow Pitt out.
So I think you will not see a similar performance out of Mason Heinchel in the Pitt offense than you saw against Notre Dame. Despite Miami statistically having a better defense than the Fighting Irish, they learned a lot. They took a lot from that game and turned it into good stuff against Georgia Tech, who I will give you is overrated. Miami also doesn't run the ball as well as Notre Dame. Carson Beck has 9 interceptions. They need to stop the run and turn Carson Beck over, which I think they can do. But the thing holding me back here is Miami's offensive line and how dominant it is. They've only allowed like 7 sacks all season. I don't think Pitt will be able to get to Carson Beck. And I think Miami wins the game. But,
wow!
But Pitt covers the 6.5. I think Pitt covers and loses a high-scoring affair, and this thing goes over 49.5. I think I could see Pitt losing like 38-32 or 35-31, something like that. High scoring game.
Sure.
But I don't think, I mean, it's just, again, Miami's defense is really, really good. And their offensive line is really, really good.
Real quick, last prediction for you, and then I know Joe wants to get in. I think Michigan upsets Ohio State, and I think Auburn upsets Alabama this weekend, too.
He's staring daggers at me. We've got to go. But Bills and Steelers, Bills -3.5. Bills win, but the Steelers cover. I picked 24-21.
Have you gone nuts, Jack and Dom? This show's supposed to start at 10.
I figured you wouldn't mind because it's the holiday.
Fine, because it's a holiday. I had an opening planned for 3 days for this. I stayed up all night for this. Oh, I came in hoping to do a 10 o'clock show. I see this guy in his 19th year at Syracuse coming in and stealing my airtime.
Fan weather brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Cloudy and cold, high of 34, low of 28. Happy Thanksgiving to all, and to all a happy Thanksgiving. Joe Starkey's next. See ya.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.